Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Navin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Centre allocates 11.21 lakh crore rupees towards capital expenditure in budget. Overall budget allocation for development of scheduled tribes jumps by 45.79%. GST revenue records 1.95 lakh crore rupees collection in January. Manipur, Nagaland top GST reliant states. And Chief Minister Nipi Rio calls for promoting responsible tourism. Now the news in detail. The central government has projected capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for the financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. The government has allocated record 6 lakh 81,000 crore rupees for defence, which is an increase of 9.53% from the current fiscal year. Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap for Viksit Bharat. Mr. Vaishnav said the capital expenditure for railways is huge, with a gross budgetary support of over 2.5 to lakh crores.
Very thankful to Honorable Prime Minister and Honorable Finance Minister for supporting the growth of railways. The capital expenditure for railways is huge, 2,52,000 crore GBS, and this is something which was really needed. Railway has been expanding its network, getting better types of trains, and simultaneously focusing on safety.
The overall budget allocation for the development of scheduled tribes has jumped by 45.79% to 14,925.81 crore rupees in 2025-26 from 10,237.33 crore rupees the previous year. Key measures proposed by the Union Budget 2025-26 include expansion of Pradhan Mantri Adhik Adarsh Gram Yojana by 163% to 335.97 crore rupees, focusing on bridging infrastructural gaps in education, healthcare, and employment. The outlay for Eklavya Model Residential Schools has nearly doubled to 7,088.60 crore rupees from last year to provide quality education to tribal students in remote areas. Meanwhile, allocation under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Jatiya Vikas Mission has more than doubled to 380.40 crore rupees. Over 1.95 lakh crore rupees in gross goods and services tax GST revenue was collected in the month of January 2025, witnessing a growth of 12.3% compared to January 2024. The central GST collection for the month stood at 36,077 crore rupees and state GST is at 44,942 crore rupees. The integrated GST collection amounts to over 1 lakh crore rupees and cess is at 13,412 crores. The highest growth of 39% was registered in Ladakh, followed by Nagaland and the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, which saw a 26% increase in GST. Manipur and Nagaland are the highest GST reliant states in the country according to the Economic Survey Report 2024-25. During the period from April to November 2024, Manipur generated 78% of its revenue receipts from goods and services tax, GST, followed closely by Nagaland with 72%, the survey said. Meanwhile, Odisha exhibited the highest share of non-tax revenue in its resources receipts at 49%. Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal were the top contributors in stamps and registration, sales tax and state excise duties respectively. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has called for promoting responsible tourism. The Chief Minister, who was on a visit to Mimi village in Kipiri near the Indo-Myanmar border, said this in a social media post yesterday. Highlighting the historical importance of Mimi, known for its limestone caves and natural beauty, he urged for preserving its heritage. In Kipiri, Mr. Rio also reviewed the Lower Tizu Hydroelectric Project and interacted with stakeholders. The Chief Minister was accompanied by several legislators and other officials. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear tomorrow a plea seeking implementation of specific guidelines and regulations to ensure safety of devotees attending the Mahakumbh, where at least 30 people were killed and 60 injured in a stampede on Wednesday this week. The petition seeks to prevent stampede incidents and protect the fundamental rights of equality and life under Article 21 of the Constitution. Among others, the plea has sought a direction to all states to establish facilitation centers at Prayagraj to provide safety information and assist their respective residents in emergencies. The plea also sought regulation of VIP movement and said public safety should be given priority over VIP protocols. The UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang has said that India has experienced remarkable transformation in the last decade. Yang said during his visit to India from 4 to 8 of this month, he will get an opportunity to see how digital and technological innovation has fueled this change all the way to the grassroots level. Talking to the media, he said the world's largest democracy, the fifth largest economy and home to one-fifth of humanity, India is an important member of the United Nations. Yang said he looks forward to understand more deeply India's priorities and vision for the future of multilateralism. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today led Fit India Sundays on Cycle initiative with the theme Obesity-Free India in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister emphasized on the importance of exercising and playing sports in the fight against obesity.
WHO का रिपोर्ट ये बता रहा है दुनिया में से हर आठवीं व्यक्ति ओबेसिटी से पीड़ित है हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी ने नेशनल गेम्स के इनॉग्रेशन के अवसर पर ओबेसिटी के सामने लड़ने के लिए हमें चेताया है और दोस्तों यही रास्ता है हम साइकिलिंग करें हम एक्सरसाइज करें हम अपने आप को फिट रखें तो ऑटोमेटिक फिट इंडिया आगे बढ़ जाएगा.
Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya called for adopting a healthy lifestyle and reducing use of oil in food to aid in overcoming the problem. Cricketer Nizhakor Rupriya from Nagaland was awarded the M.H. Chidambaram Trophy for highest wicket taker in the Under-23 C.K. Naidu Trophy Plate Group at the BCCI Awards 2025. Mr. Rupriya finished the C.K. Naidu Under-23 tournament for the 2023-24 season with a total of 47 wickets. Meanwhile, Hem Chetri, also from Nagaland, won the M.H. Chidambaram Trophy for highest run getter in the C.K. Naidu Trophy Plate Group. The awards were presented yesterday in Mumbai. Secretary Nagaland Cricket Association Huniloth King received the award on behalf of Mr. Rubrio. Terming it as a proud moment for the association, Mr. King said, "This recognition by the BCCI speaks volumes on cricket and sports as the next big profession for the youths of the state." And for the weather report, Nagaland is unlikely to see any rainfall activity over the coming week. India Meteorological Department has predicted dry spell over Nagaland and the adjoining states during the period. It said wet spell is likely to continue over Western Himalayan region till the 5th of February and likely over adjoining plains of northwest India tomorrow. The weather body also forecast dense to very dense fog to continue over North India during the next 24 hours and reduce in intensity thereafter. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Centre allocates 11.21 lakh crore rupees towards capital expenditure in budget. Overall budget allocation for development of scheduled tribes jumps by 45.79%. GST revenue records 1.95 lakh crore rupees collection in January. Manipur, Nagaland, top GST reliant states. And Chief Minister Nipi Rio calls for promoting responsible tourism. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.